Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
This, hey, I was wondering, is going to require, I'm going to ask both Violetta and Melissa, not answer, but write down your answer, okay? Because we're gonna compare the new person and the grizzled veteran's response and see if they match.
Because
Ivan says, hey, Eric, I was having a heated conversation with my father over the tunnel or cave on the Kennedy Expressway. He says it's Hubbard's Cave. I say it's Hubbard's Tunnel. Who's right? Can Violetta or Melissa chime in? Thanks, Ivan. All right, so write down, and while doing traffic, is it Hubbard's Cave or Hubbard's Tunnel? Do you have your answer written down, Melissa?
I do.
Why is this so confusing?
I mean,
you do have it written down. You don't.
It's kind of. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Is this a trick? No, I'm just asking if you have it written down.
Okay, I got it.
I might if my attorneys. Okay. Don't worry, no one's going to get in trouble. I'm just trying to compare the answers from two different perspectives. That's all.
Okay.
Do you have it written down?
I do.
All right, Violetta, do you have yours?
Yes.
All right, Violetta, is it Hubbard's Cave or Hubbard's Tunnel?
I think that it's Hubbard Street Tunnel. So tunnel.
Tunnel.
Yes.
All right. Melissa, is it Hubbard's Cave or Hubbard's Tunnel?
Hubbard's Tunnel.
Tunnel. So we have two tunnels.
Yeah.
Two tunnels. So that would mean Ivan says, my father and I have been arguing. He says it's Hubbard's Cave. I say it's Hubbard's Tunnel. So both of you would back Ivan on this one and say it's Tunnel.
Yeah, I would. But all you right. could say what, I mean, a tunnel and a cave.
No, but it's got a name. A name is a name. It's got to have a name.
And online
your
here.
Your name is Violetta or Violota.
Well, I mean, it's, you know. I get a lot of different names. Yeah. The thing is, here on the system, it actually says tunnel as well.
Okay.
But people have called it cave.
That's true.
I've heard both.
Definitely been both.
Yeah, but I say tunnel more often.
We're just trying to solve this for Ivan and his father before a fist fight breaks out.
Okay, his dad's wrong.
There we go. All right, so Jeff in Kansas City says he's going to pay somebody $25,000 if they can find him a girlfriend. Find him the perfect match. He doesn't want to be on dating apps anymore. Finds him toxic.
Don't blame him.
25 large.
Right.
And he says, my friends describe me as high energy, positive, always big smile on my face, and a lighthearted jackass. All right, so if your friends were to describe you right now, what word would they use? Nick.
Pudgy.
All right.
Aww.
That's great. Pudgy Nick.
But
I like
it's
that.
So warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. Kristen.
100% that B.
Ah, 100% that B. There you are. Very Lizzo of you. Bill.
Always in a good mood.
Always in a good mood. You sound like it, and I love that.
I like it.
Yeah. Jake, how would your friends describe you? Jake.
My friends have always described me as the biggest a-hole they know.
There they go. Who wouldn't want to date you? Perfect. At number three, Greg.
Grumpy.
Grumpy. At number two, Rick.
Self-absorbed.
Self-absorbed.
Oh,
great.
And finally, in at number one, Amy, how would your friends describe you?
The Energizer Bunny with porn star hair.
Porn star hair. There it is right there.
And maybe a voice.
Yeah, the Energizer Bunny with porn star hair. What exactly is porn star hair there, Amy?
Apparently really nice hair.
Really? Yeah, has it got a lot of body to it? Is it a
lot of volume?
A lot of volume.
A lot of curls, yeah. Volume.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Always looks a little disheveled.
Are you platinum blonde? Are you, coal black?
Brunette.
Brunette. There we go. It's time for the Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. We're looking for 10 people between the ages of 8 and 11. I saw a national survey, and I just don't know how this could be possible, but we're about to find out. You ready?
Yep.
Hi there. Hi, Tegan.
Hi.
How old are you, Tegan?
7.5.
7.5. Okay. How's your day going so far?
Good.
Yeah, got big plans, meetings today or anything?
No.
Nah. Going to school?
I am.
Yeah, what grade are you in?
Second.
Tegan, I had a quick question for you, okay?
Okay.
You ever been in love?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, no hesitation right there.
Yes, okay.
That's sweet, Tegan.
Who were you in love with, if you don't mind me asking?
My family and my dog.
Ah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's sweet. What's your dog's name?
Tracy?
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Thank you.
Ah, gotcha.
Great. Okay.
Gotcha. Does your dog sleep with you? Does he sleep on the bed or on the floor next to you? Keep you company?
No.
No?
This is my mom and dad's bedroom.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
Are you in charge of going in the backyard and cleaning up after your dog?
No, my brother is.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you're lucky. You're really lucky.
All right, you've been a big help. Thank you, Tegan. Thank you. Hello, Conrad.
Hi.
How old are you, Conrad?
11.
11. You ever been in love, Conrad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
And who was that?
My neighbor.
Your neighbor.
Oh, they must be really
your
cool.
Your neighbor. You think you're going to be able to make that love work? Is that going to work out, you think?
No.
No?
Oh.
Why not?
Because, I mean, I don't really like her anymore.
Well, that's
okay.
Easy
go.
Yeah.
There'll be another one.
That's kind of how it works on Bumble, too, Conrad. You'll understand that one day. Yeah. You like them one day, then you don't like them the next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you'll ever find love again?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Good answer.
That's great.
That's such a boy.
That's great. Thank you, Conrad. Because a new report, what percentage of kids between the ages of 8 and 11 say they've been in love? What do you think? What percentage in a national survey? Kids between the ages of 8 and 11, when I say, hey, you ever been in love? Said, yeah, there's that one time.
I'm going to say 7.
Seven?
Out of 10, yeah.
Yeah. What? Well, we're saying what percentage of
kids? 70%.
70%, okay.
I'm going to go, based on you said you can't believe it, I'm going to go like 80%.
All right.
50%.
74% of
kids.
74% of kids said they've been in love.
Yeah.
We just did a random poll, a random sampling of our 8 to 11-year-old audience.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them the question off the air, just like Conrad and Tegan. Hey,
hey,
you ever been in love? What do you think our results were?
I'm going to say 8 out of 10.
Wow.
I'll go the same.
All right.
I'm going to go 10 out of 10. Love machine.
7 out of 10.
Oh. Wow.
We're basically the national average. I'm shocked.
Do you remember being in love at that age?
I'm trying to remember. What would that be?
I was.
Like second grade to fourth grade?
Yeah.
Who were you in love with?
Brian. Brian Banky.
Yeah.
My neighbor.
You ever make that work out?
No. He had zero interest in me. I was in love with him for 3 years.
3 years of love?
Yeah.
Wow. Age 8 to 11, Whip, you recall being in love?
Yeah, I think I've mentioned her before, Julie Argentine.
Right.
And she moved away and never heard about her or from her again.
Yeah.
Sad.
Violetta, this is like 4 years ago for you. do you recall?
No, I don't think I was.
Yeah.
I was always a little disinterested.
Yeah. I find that so shocking.
Yeah.
I was really, actually, at that age, really more about me.
What about you?
I think so, but I feel like mine was older. I feel like I was more of a fifth grade in love.
Late bloomer.
Well,
yeah.
You're still in that window.
Are you in fifth grade when you're 11?
No, Well,
maybe
10. 10. Yeah. Sixth grade, 10.
That.
You know, depending. Right around.
You're in sixth grade when you're 10?
No.
Fifth grade,
yeah. Yeah. I don't really recall that. Yeah, maybe.
Fourth, yeah, I don't know.
It's very possible.
Fourth, fifth.
I think her name was Debbie Wellick. I think I liked her.
Oh, you remember the name? See how, if you remember the name.
But I don't know
you
that it reached love
status.
We went to therapy. We tried to sort it out. I don't know that we ever got it figured out.
Yeah. Her problem or yours?
Yeah, probably me. Yeah. You know, love's hard. Day of love on the mix. Top three things currently trending on Twitter. All the information we need to know as we go to the social media desk. Where Mel D is sitting. Hi, Mel D.
Hi, guys.
We all set?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right, let's see what we have at number three.
Okay, the popular singing competition show The Masked Singer has gained so much hype and attention that the Masked Singer tour is now happening. So you'll be able to see those big, sometimes scary, sometimes charming mascots that are going to be on a show somewhere near you live. So it's happening this summer. The tour is going to kick off in May in Detroit. And each show will be
about that.
Detroit. That's where it's going to start.
Yeah.
It's going to start there. Each show is going to be about 2 hours and include two local celebrities in each city. The show will be live here at the Rosemont Theater on June 5th.
Now, when you say we'll involve celebrities, we use that term loosely, right?
Yeah.
Because of the most recent celebrity who was the Masked Singer. Right. Right? It was Chaka Khan, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. All right, I just wanted to make sure I was clear on that. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay, the first look at the new Batman movie dropped last night. So the director of that movie, Matt Reeves, he released like a 30-second video of Robert Pattinson in a bat suit on his Twitter. The first glimpse, you can see a close-up of like his chest, and then it goes to Robert's face. And Twitter is loving it, so a lot of people were skeptical on if they were going to have him really buff up for the role, if he was going to kind of be slimmer. But people are saying that it looks pretty similar to the Marvel show Daredevil. And every-
he's the first Batman to ever get beat up by Robin. Or Catwoman. Catwoman.
I just wonder if he's like floating. I have a visual that he's floating in the suit because
he's the first
he can't
Batman
fill it
ever
out.
Ow! Ow!
But yeah, the first look at what he actually looks like in the Batsuit, it's out. It's on Twitter if you want to go check it out.
Okay. Trending on Twitter number one.
Some big news out of the music industry. All the Beliebers are freaking out because Justin Bieber's new album is finally out. It's called Changes, and it's his first album in over 3 years. Mm. It's funny how it dropped on Valentine's Day. We have 16 new songs from Justin on this day, and we also have that new Billie Eilish song.
On this glorious day.
That's what there will be a history.
16 new songs that we can spend our entire weekend with.
Kids will be learning about this in history class for centuries to come.
Yeah, we also have a new song from Billie Eilish from that upcoming James Bond movie, No Time to Die, that came out, and she's getting some hype for that. So
we'll play that after 7 o'clock. All right, the new Billie Eilish. Thank you. There it is. Anybody listening who is in a relationship where the man loves Valentine's Day more than you do? Shocking stuff. Flying in the face of every stereotype. He woke up, best day of the year for him.
Yeah.
Like Christmas. Hey, Julie.
Yes.
He loves Valentine's Day more than you do?
Oh, my God. Good morning. I love you guys so, so much.
Oh,
yes, yes.
Thank you.
Yes. He needs cards on this day. You know, at work, I work at a high school, so does he. And he sends me a vocal Valentine at the high school. Yes, it's the greatest thing in the world. I could care less about it. I could care less.
Yeah, it's all this pressure on you now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, oh gosh, I have to go to Target and buy this man a card, otherwise I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Right, he's going to cry, then he's going to fight, he's going to storm off and lock himself in the bathroom, because he loves love. Hi, Suzanne.
Good morning.
He loves Valentine's Day more than you do?
Oh, yeah, and we've been together 17 years, and it's either candy or flowers or a mug with hearts on it. And my last time we went to school, and I dropped him off, and he comes in with chocolates and a heart big candy, and I'm like, oh,
okay. You're like, oh, no.
Hi, Shannon.
Hello.
He loves Valentine's Day more than you do.
He does. So I'm anxious to see what's going to happen today. Last year, he made a cartoon storybook somehow online of how we met. Ah. It was like a 20-page book.
Right.
That's adorable.
That's
cartoon.
Sweet.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Oh, my heart.
Freaking adorable.
How so much?
What'd you do for him there, Shannon?
Nothing. I didn't do anything.
There you go.
She read the book.
He's got a whole cartoon book.
Wow,
he's got a theme.
So
there's like dancing bears.
Aww.
He's in love. All right, let's see if you're surprised. Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll with these results. Something I read for Day of Love that caught me off guard. 312-233-1019. Need to speak with 10 women. Let's start with you. Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
A quick question for you, okay?
Yep.
Do you like getting flowers for Valentine's Day at the office? Do you like getting
Absolutely.
Flowers at the office? You do. You do like that, yes.
No hesitation there.
Yes, you do. If you don't get them at the office, will you be upset?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Do you think you will get them at the office?
I do. I actually do.
Look at that. All right. Day of love. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you.
Nice.
Hey, Beth, do you like getting flowers for Valentine's Day at the office?
No, they are so much work.
No, don't want them there. Don't like it. Don't want it. So it's just purely a work issue for you.
No, not even at home. It's just one more thing that I have to do. You got to cut them. You got to water them. They're a pita.
That message of love that comes with them is
going to die anyway
by all the cutting and the watering. Yeah.
Oh, she's got a lot on her plate, I guess.
In a national poll, what percentage of women do you think said they do not like getting flowers on Valentine's Day at the office?
40% said
40,
no.
40, whip.
I'll go with 60 said no.
Okay, Violetta.
20.
75% of women do not want flowers at the office.
Hmm.
You think it's like embarrassing or something?
I don't know.
It's
75%. don't like getting flowers on Valentine's Day at the office. We just spoke to 10 unsuspecting random listeners and asked them that question. Do you like getting flowers at the office for Valentine's Day? What percentage of our listeners said, no, you know what, I don't. I don't like that at all. I prefer not.
I'll just say 50%.
All right.
70%.
Alrighty.
90.
40%.
Oh.
Way more love around here than nationally. Why?
Bucking the trend.
It's Day of Love, that's why.
Even if there's grease cause above.
Right.
And you want to give your boss a shove.
Shove.
Today we celebrate the Day of Love.
Day of Love.
Today we celebrate the Day of Love.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. Mix Morning Mindbender, the evil empire known as Spotify, has released the top love song globally, which has totaled more than 1.1 billion streams.
Wow.
And it grows by 50% every year.
Really?
Yes. Why are you so thrown by this? You seem really...
No,
really
I cannot
sexy.
Think what it is.
Think sexy.
Sexy.
Think sexy. Jessica.
Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. No, but I see what you tried to do there. Yeah. That didn't make it.
Was it close?
I say sexy. I say sexy. I say the top love song globally of all time, Kathleen, and you say what?
All of Me by John Legend.
Exactly right.
Oh.
Sexiest man alive.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
John Legend. All of Me.
Okay.
Top love song globally, they say.
You
Everybody
threw me.
Goes crazy for it. Yep. 1.1 billion streams, All of Me. The track has been recorded as the top song choice for both men and women on playlists titled Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Top choice for both.
Ah.
And has already been added to more than 29 million playlists worldwide.
Oh,
even more, every year on Valentine's Day, today, Day of Love, the romantic song resurfaces to spike in plays by at least 50%. 75% of women do not want flowers delivered to them at the office. I was stunned by that.
And what's interesting is we have flowers in the lobby downstairs available.
Do we?
Yeah,
yeah,
you
they
can
hand out
a rose.
Yeah, they hand out like a single rose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like
a bachelor.
Very, very nice, yeah. Do you accept this rose?
Yes.
So they don't want flowers delivered to the office, 75%. But if you are going to deliver them, you better be very, very careful about the ones you deliver because of the meaning behind them. Like, you know, when you get red roses, that means what?
I thought it meant love.
That's exactly what it means. Yeah.
Okay, so that hasn't changed.
But let's suppose you're not at that point in the relationship.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and you know, you want... There you go, Melissa. Melissa, give me the... Ah, no, I see what you got, Eric. Yeah. Yeah. And so you have to deliver a different color rose.
Mm-hmm.
For example, what color should you send if you want to show passion and desire?
Ooh, passion.
That's not red. Passion and desire. What do you think?
Orange.
That's exactly right.
Oh.
It's fiery.
Somebody's been doing her research. Okay, that's good. What color do you send if you want to say, you're fun and you make me happy? Anybody.
Yellow.
Anybody.
Pink.
Pink is exactly right. Oh. Melissa is two for two.
Wow.
Wow.
That is wow.
That
All
is
right.
Wow.
What color do you send if you want your Valentine's message to be, this is a new beginning for our relationship?
White.
Yellow?
White.
Oh.
Yeah.
Clean
start. New beginnings.
Wave
like a wedding.
The white flag.
Yeah.
What color do you send if you believe that what you have with this person is love at first sight? You're never getting this right. This is when I'm finally going to win.
Purple.
Damn it. That's right. Lilac. How did you know that?
I don't know. I took a guess.
How many other colors of roses are there?
Oh,
there's lots
God.
Of
How
colors.
How did you know that? If you want to express true friendship.
Oh, that one's easy.
Yellow. That one's yellow.
Yellow, exactly. If you want to express sympathy with your rose, like, I am so sorry.
Black. I'm joking.
Blue.
No.
Blue?
Blue no roses.
No blue.
Yeah.
Well, they are blue.
Green?
They die in blue.
No. Peach.
Oh.
Peach. Come on.
And if you're planning to propose this Valentine's Day, which another survey said you shouldn't do, you should entwine two roses together, which means an engagement or marriage is imminent.
Ivory and orange?
No, no, that's a statement. That's not a color. This.
I thought you were
fuchsia, and burgundy.
You're just kind of here in the show right now.
Oh, yeah, I misunderstood.
If you're planning
you.
To propose a man on Valentine's Day, which people say you should entwine two roses together.
Oh. Ebony
green
and ivory.
And magenta. No, I'm not looking for a color. I'm just actually telling you something right now.
You're on a roll.
All right. Valuable information. Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll number 3. Mm-hmm. Could this possibly be true? I asked to speak with 10 single people. 10 single people. Men, women, doesn't matter. Have a question we'd like to ask you. Are you ready? Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Hi, single woman?
Yes, I am.
All right, I have a direct question for you for a day of love. Should Valentine's Day be canceled?
I think so.
Yes, you say. Yes, it should.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it should just be canceled, eliminated from the calendar. Why is that?
You know, it's already just a made-up holiday. Uh-huh. There's already Sweetest Day. Uh-huh.
Which is also a made-up holiday.
Yeah, which came first?
Yeah, I think Valentine's Day has more credibility than Sweetest Day.
Yeah, say Valentine.
All right. So.
Maureen.
Hi.
Single woman?
Yes.
Should Valentine's Day be canceled?
No.
No.
If any of those two, if either of those two should be canceled, it's Sweetest Day.
Yeah,
because Sweetest Day is all about the guys.
So you're totally comfortable. Yeah. Of course, why would you always make it about you? So you're totally comfortable with Valentine's Day, even as a single woman?
I am. It's not just about men and women. Like, I send my adult kids Valentine's gifts.
Oh, there you go. That's very nice. There you go. That's what Melissa does, too. That's her adult children.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, but nobody knows about them.
Yeah, right.
In a new survey, singles are over the pressure of Valentine's Day, currently trending, hashtag canceled.
Oh, they're just deciding to cancel it.
Yeah, just cancel Valentine's Day altogether. According to a study done by Plenty of Fish, which I believe is also a dating website that Melissa's on.
No.
Singles feel the pressure to be romantic. 51% said, yeah, there's a ton of pressure. To be in a relationship, 43% say they feel that pressure. Go on a date, 42%. Spend more money on gifts than they want to. Also, pretend that the holiday is meaningful. Many feel that way. Mm. And show others that they have a Valentine, the pressure of having one.
Oh, yeah. If you get flowers, you better post it.
All of those things are causing people to make hashtag canceled trend. We just spoke to 10 people off the air, 10 single people. And said, all right, they didn't know the question ahead of time, had no reason to lie, completely anonymous, said Valentine's Day. You want that canceled? What percentage said, yes, I'd like that canceled, please?
I'll say 60% said yes.
All right.
I'll go with like 30 said yes.
All right.
40%.
40% said yes, cancel the day of love. That's right.
Even if there's grayscale above, and you want to give your boss a shove,
right.
Today we celebrate the day of love.
Day of love.
Today we celebrate the day of love.
We are in love. something has arrived at the radio station. We got a box of something. So can we just take the box over? If anybody's going to enjoy it, it's going to be Melody. Melody, what do you think? Why is today such an important day musically for you?
Well, it's Valentine's Day.
But musically, why is it such an important day?
Well, I mean, people had new songs come out last night.
Well, yeah. And who's got a big thing this weekend?
Billie Eilish.
Yeah. Who else?
Well, Justin Bieber came out with a new album after like three years.
Yeah. All right, so go ahead and just open that box up. See what's inside there.
I don't know.
Mel D's running video on this, too, so we can post this a little bit later. I was just told about this by Captain Hollywood and
From Captain Cynthia. Hollywood?
Yeah. So
he gets good stuff in the mail.
Just go ahead and open that up. Let's see what's inside there.
Big box.
What is it?
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Wait, is it
a puppy?
Wait a second.
It's a puppy. It's definitely a puppy.
She took her headphones off. She's got to get in there.
It's a puppy. It's for sure a puppy.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it? You got to get up near the microphone, Melody. You can't collapse on the floor. It does us no good on the radio.
Oh, my God.
What the heck is going on?
Oh, my.
What is it?
It's a signed plate from Justin Bieber.
No.
Oh, my. This is totally up her alley.
Yeah.
She loves this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. I know. It's a plate.
Wait, yeah. Did he really sign this?
Yeah, it's signed by Justin Bieber.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because, you know, because it's yummy, like dessert.
Oh, my gosh, there's yummy keychains.
Oh, they're doing a bunch
that
of
yummy. That makes him your Valentine.
That's yummy right. stuff from,
oh my
from Justin Bieber.
What is this?
Yeah. Yum.
Oh, my gosh.
This really creepy song that Justin Bieber did sell you.
There's yummy cake mix.
He sent a bunch of stuff, including a signed plate that we were all wondering, well, who wants this?
And then we realized,
oh, yeah, Mel D does. She takes this very seriously.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Look at all the confetti.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So, congratulations. I would actually, if that had been sent to me, it'd be next to the recycle bin right now. But I knew for you,
oh my God,
it was something very special.
This is like the best Valentine's Day I've ever had in my life.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.